Hey friends, welcome back to Holy Not Harmless. This is a podcast for bold faith and real conversations. Okay, this is your call to rise, right? To stop playing small, stop numbing out, and stop putting off what God has already placed on your heart. We talk about the real stuff here, the stretching, the resistance, and the moments where your obedience is going to cost you your comfort. Okay, because stepping into alignment is not cute. It's not easy. Right? But it's powerful, it's freeing, and it's how you become the woman you know you were called to be. So if you're here, you're in the right place. If you want to grow and you want to grow for God, I am so excited to be here with you guys on yet another episode. I hope everyone had a wonderful Easter weekend with their family. And this is going to be a very exciting episode for you guys because I have invited a really good friend of mine. Her name is Whitney McCoy. And she is going to be joining me today for the topic. But first, I just want to introduce her. She's a mom. She is a woman of business. And she has another podcast as well. And she is a woman of Christ, of course, right? And so she's going to be joining me and talking about our topic. But first, I just want to let her come in and just introduce herself. Whitney, if you would, please bless us with your presence and share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and what brings you here today.
First of all, Alicia, thank you for having me on the podcast. I know we were on a call about a month ago, maybe. Time is moving so fast.
I think it was two.
Was it two? Oh my gosh. Ridiculous. Oh my gosh. Ooh, time is moving fast. Yeah, I think that's where we went ahead and was like, yeah, we got to get together. We got to get together. So thank you for having me on the podcast. Thank you for your patience. Okay. So as she said, I am Whitney and I don't even know where to start, but I'm going to keep it short and sweet because I can go on and on, but most people call me Whit. So I'm a business clarity coach. And what I do is I specialize in something new. I specialize in service operations and project management for entrepreneurs. I have over 10 years, which I didn't even realize it was over 10 years of project management experience in the corporate world, working in spaces like legal, healthcare, telecommunications, technology. I'm leaving some out. Did I say credit unions? From like marketing, a marketing project manager, just all the things. So I have a ton of experience. And also I have two Christian communities. Okay. I know that sounds like a lot and it is, but trust me, just listen, the Lord does things. Okay. And so the mommy franchise is my first baby and the Lord gifted me that community back in, I want to say, was it 2021 maybe or 2022? I'm not even sure. We started off as a book club. We were supposed to read The Coldest Winter Ever. And the Lord turned that around. Okay. And we read the Bible. So that's one community the Lord has called me to hire. And now I have the Courageous Christian Homegirl community. And that is for all Christian women. I knew he was going to expand my territory. I just wasn't sure of when. I didn't expect it to be so soon, but he did. So, and all of this is housed under my main brand, which is me, which is Just Whit. Okay. I know it's a lot. I know you're probably like, girl, how you do all this stuff? But listen, I'm not a project manager for no reason. Okay? I'm just saying. So yes, I'm a mom. I am a wife. I'm a stepmom too. So I have a 5-year-old. We have a 16-year-old. This house is chaotic. That's all I can say. A teenager and a 5-year-old is crazy. And yeah, and I'm a lover of fitness and travel. So that was my short but sweet introduction. Oh, and I do have a podcast.
Yes.
Listen, so this is actually my third podcast that I have. So the first podcast was, it's actually called Just for Moms, which I no longer produce. It's called Just for Moms. And it literally was a podcast just for moms and talking about just my mom experience as a Christian woman and just all the things. So it was Just for Moms, because I feel like as moms, sometimes we don't have a space. And then I also have the Millennial Project Manager, which I really didn't know what to do with that. So those two are kind of shelved. But most recently, I went ahead and launched Conversations with the Courageous Christian Homegirl, which is doing phenomenal. Like, I am loving it. Okay. But that's probably because I have a podcast coach now. So it's like I'm actually learning things instead of just winging it. So yeah, that's me in a nutshell.
Oh, girl, thank you so much. And honestly, yes, I have listened to Whitney's podcast. It is amazing. And I'm going to drop all of her information in the show notes for you guys so you guys can connect, maybe one day work with her, whatever. This is the point of me bringing on different women on this podcast and platform so that we can really lift each other up and spread out our gifts to the world. Like Whitney said, she isn't a project manager for no reason, right? That's what God designed her to do, right? He designed her to steward and manage. And she's doing that. And that's how she's able to do all these things. And so it just shows you what's possible. It doesn't have to be in a way of burning out. Like, you can do a lot of things through Christ without burning out when you are working in alignment with his plan and with your gifts, right? It doesn't have to be super crazy. And I know you can't see her, but she's glowing. She's smiling. You know, there's no burnout in sight. Okay. And so I thank you so much for sharing that. I think you have so much to give, and I'm super excited just to hear your side of this, because, you know, just a couple weeks ago, we were coming together for our little virtual chat, and we're like, what are we going to talk about? And the way that this topic came to us was like so crazy. It just, like, we were talking about other stuff, and then Whitney started telling me a story, and then I was like, that's it. Like, it's the perfect podcast theme, you know, and it's really for every woman, because I know we all have those moments when we've been praying, right? We want clarity. We want that breakthrough, like, so bad, or God to give us that next step. And then sometimes, a lot of times, I feel like as I'm growing more and more and becoming more aware and closer to God, I realize probably a lot of times it shows up, but it's not what I pictured. So I can't even recognize it, or I don't fully appreciate it, or it's not what I pictured. So I don't even know that it's really a blessing. So I don't even give it a chance to bless me. Is that to anybody?
That's good.
Yeah. Sometimes it's like inconvenient. It calls you to be uncomfortable, right? You don't want it. Like, when you ask for patience from God, you know, you're going to get tested. You know, it's not always, he's just going to hand you some patience in your heart. Okay. It stretches you more than it reassures you. And, you know, now you kind of get stuck in this tension of, is this really God, or is this not what I asked for? Okay. Some of us are waiting on God, and we're hesitating on what he's already given us, because it just didn't come packaged the way that we expected. And I love this verse from 1 Corinthians 1:27. And it says, God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. Right. And what he means by that, when he was intentional. He was selecting foolish things. So what he means by that is, like, things that look logical, things that look unqualified or insufficient. You know, it could be a bank account. It could be your skill set. It can be where the environment that you're in, right? The opportunity that just doesn't make sense, or that path that just feels a little beneath you. Like, you know, I've done too much. I'm not going back there. I'm not going working at McDonald's.
No, for real.
At the beginning, you know, that it just looks too small, right? Maybe it's calling you to start over. And he said he's going to intentionally use those things to shame the wise, right? Because he wants to dismantle our human pride and our self-reliance, right? Because that's when we start relying on our flesh, and we start getting into that hustle mentality of, we got to make this happen. And we are on our way to burnout and all the things that God doesn't want for us, right? He's going to bypass what looks impressive to elevate, you know, what's going to require your dependence on him. And he'll often answer your prayers in a way that forces you to rely on him, not your comfort or your own credentials or your own control. And so we got to keep that close to our heart and on our minds when you're going through times like this, right? And Whitney, I want to invite you in and to just share some of yours. Like, what's the number one, like, a verse or maybe a story that comes from scripture that really reminds you of this principle?
So I actually would like to tell you a story. Okay. Well, you've heard the story.
I love it.
But before we get into the story, it was funny because I was thinking about how I ask for patience, right? Mm-hmm. And every time I ask for patience, I'm like, God dang it. Like, and here comes that five-year-old. I'm trying to tell you. Tuesday, like, I was just like, I asked for patience. And every bone, nerve in my body, oh, I did not pass the test, okay? But I will say, the enemy thought he had me because I actually had to teach Bible study on Tuesday. Tuesday was very chaotic. And I'm like, the enemy thought he had me because he was like, oh, she's stressed out. She not going to want to teach. I had already rescheduled Bible study because I was a part of a summit. And so it was kind of one of those things. And I was like, Lord, just help me, right? I thought Bible study was at 7. It was actually at 6. Luckily, I looked like in my mind, but I had been telling everybody 6, but in my mind, it was just 7 o'clock. And so I had taken a nap because my day was chaotic. Mm-hmm. So I got up, and I think it was like 5 o'clock. And I was like, oh, okay, I got time. And thank love the Holy Spirit, because I was like, let me check something. I told my husband, I said, Bible study is at 6. He was like, oh, wow. He was like, I really have to take the little one with me, you know? And I was like, yeah. And so I was like, I need to do better. So on Bible study, I was just very transparent. Like, I did not exhibit the fruit of the Spirit, you know? And the crazy thing is the enemy thinks he can, like, hold you down or whatever. Yeah. After that, one of my friends actually texted me and was like, girl, I'm experiencing what you're experiencing. And it just lets people know, like, you're not alone. Mm-hmm. But the enemy was going to try to eat me up with that, you know? But the enemy didn't. So today, we had to do the same exact thing that we did on Tuesday. And my child started off. And instead of me getting frustrated and yelling, you know what I began to do? I began to pray. He didn't want to brush his teeth. I began to pray. I began to speak in tongues, okay? My head was on that little boy's head. And I told the Lord, I said, you have to come through. I was like, you said, if I have the faith of a mustard seed, I was like, I have faith that this boy is going to brush his teeth. We are going to get through this day, this doctor's appointment. I was like, and I am going to tell the world. And I am. I'm going to get on YouTube and I'm going to tell the world how I prayed over my child instead of yelling at him, fussing and fighting with him to brush his teeth. And he brushed his teeth. Okay. And he wanted to do it. So I let him do it. I mean, I was just like, thank you, Lord, because Tuesday was a hot mess. And I was like, I can't do that again. So it's like when we talk about prayer and when we talk about asking God for things, this is what the blessings look like. My kid is a special needs kid, okay? And a lot of times it's very tough in the mornings, afternoons, evenings, don't matter what day. But it's like when I ask the Lord for patience, he gave me Liam. He gave me Liam, but that's okay because I am learning.
Yeah.
And I'm like constantly praying, Lord, keep me, keep us. Keep me in the right headspace. So I wanted to, because I said I was going to tell the world. So y'all are hearing it as well. Okay. But the real story that I want to get into. Okay. Last year, I had actually been, well, I'm always praying for this, but last year I was really praying. Like I felt like I was drowning, like financially. And, you know, I'm like, Lord, like I need a break. Mm-hmm. I was like, we need a break. Like it's like every time I got paid, you might as well have said I didn't get paid. Or it was constantly just some things or something going on. And I'm like, I need a break. I'm like, Lord, I need provision. I need, you know. Oh, I want to say it was in October. It wasn't the summertime, I will tell you that. Let's just say Q4, because I can't remember. So Q4.
Right.
Listen, I'm gonna give you a quarter though. I could tell you the quarter. I might not be able to tell you the month and a day, but I could tell you the quarter. And I only know that because I had to get my kid dressed. Okay, that's only I think he had on a coat. So Q4 2025. I'm washing dishes. I'm getting ready to. And as a matter of fact, I was doing a 90-day fast. Okay, a 90-day fast where I couldn't eat. I think after 6 o'clock and We couldn't have any sweets. And then we had 3 24-hour water fasts during that time. So I was fasting and I'm washing dishes because I'm getting ready to make me a sandwich or something. Like, I don't know, I was getting ready to make me some food, right? And it was like 5-ish, like around that time. And so I get a phone call from my stepdaughter. And I'm like, okay, why is she calling me? Like, she'll never be called. She'll text, you know, but you know, teenagers, she'll text. And so she's calling. So I'm like, hey. And so she's like, we just got into a car accident. So I immediately freeze. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, are you okay? So she's like, yeah. And so when she said that, I said, my God, I said, why is she calling me and not her dad? So I said, is your dad okay? She said, yes. Instant relief comes over me because I'm like, if she's calling me and not her dad, where is he? What is going on? So I said, okay, where are you? So she's like, I don't know. And so she dropped her location to me. Thank God for iPhones. She dropped her location to me and she said, I don't know where we're at. So I'm like, I'm trying to calm her down. And so I'm like, well, do you know what happened? And so she's like, well, no, I think he was tired. He probably fell asleep now. My husband is so prideful. And I'll be looking at him like, you know, you sleepy. You know what I'm saying? He'd be like, this man would be sitting up on the couch. I'm like, I wouldn't sleep. I recorded him one day. I'm like, you were snoring, sir. Like,
you're not going to give me this time.
Yeah. And he was like, well, I don't know. I didn't realize I was asleep. So that's the first thing. So I'm like, okay, Liam, we have to go and get Sissy, you know? So he's like, why? Because he's like fully comfortable, you know? He's like, why? I'm watching cartoons. So I'm trying not to panic because I don't want my stepdaughter to hear the panic in my voice because I don't know what I'm like driving up to, first of all. Yeah. So when she sent me her location, they were less than 10 minutes from the house. So fairly close to the house or whatever. So I got there, I saw them and it was dark outside. So that's how I'm like, this was Q4 because it was dark outside. And so I pull up and so my husband didn't know I was coming. So he sees me and he's like, hey, and he's like, oh, you know, I'm not going to say her name because custody. but you know, your stepdaughter must've called you. And so I was like, yeah. And so he's like, I didn't even know. So I'm like, well, what's going on? You know, and I'm looking at the truck and I'm like, don't look bad, you know? Okay. So I'm like asking him what happened. So he begins to tell me like, there was a car. So he was the third car. It was a car in the front that I guess like, I can't remember if they stopped or they like made a turn, like, you know, really quickly. And the car in the middle stopped, but didn't go. Like once the car made the turn, like it just like the guy just stopped. And so my husband saw like, you know, saw that it was kind of like one of those, like it was very abrupt, like quickly.
Yeah.
My husband tried to turn off, which caused him to have damage on the driver's side. Cause there was no damage on the passenger side. Cause like he turned off, but he didn't turn off like soon enough. Thank God he did turn off because if he didn't, it probably would have been worse. Like the car was like, or the truck was drivable. And so he turned off and I, you know, spoke to the guy or whatever. I was like, hey, how you doing? You know, blah, blah, blah. And talking to the police and all the things. And so they were like, yeah, the car is drivable. He was like, I can drive. But because the airbags were deployed, cannot drive. So I'm not going to get into the other part of the story because I'm going to just stop right there. Okay. For legal reasons. But I said all that to say, the car made it to the front of our home. And I was like, I called my mom and told her what happened or whatever. And she's like, they're going to total the car out. And so I was like, I hope not. We're both like, we hope not because it's drivable, you know? So in case y'all wondering, yes, they totaled the car out. So I remember, again, I told y'all financially, it was like a lot going on. So I paid the car note because my car is paid off, but his isn't. Well, now it is, but I was paying his car note. And so I was like, oh my God, I was like, I had to pay your car note late this month. He had gap insurance. And so all I could think about was, if I pay the car note late, That means that he potentially didn't have the gap insurance. So I said, Lord have mercy. His car was going to be paid off in like 2 or 3 years. So I'm like, I think 2 years, as a matter of fact. So I'm like, we're going to have to pay a car note and we're not going to have a car. This is what I'm thinking. And so, like, peace fell over me. And I said, babe, he said, what? I said, I didn't give you the money for the car note. Like, we had to wait. And so he was like, oh, I paid it.
What?
I said, you paid it. He was like, yeah, whenever you tell me you have to pay it late, I always pay it. And he was like, I just take the money back when you give it to me, which is like a couple of days.
Yeah.
I said, you paid it. I said, like, I could have failed.
Yes.
Like, you paid it. Like, I was like, okay. I said, so you paid the car note. So he said, yeah. And he was like, so don't worry about it. Like the gap insurance or whatever, whatever. So I said, okay. So we have a paid off car.
Whoop.
He said, well, I told him, I said, well, let's not worry about getting another car right now. I said, because we both work from home right now. The little kid takes the bus. The big kid, you just have to drive her to school. Like, and it was a blessing that Liam got on the bus because we didn't sign him up for the bus. The school year started and they were just like, he's on the bus. So I was like, okay, like, sure. Not even knowing. This is how God sets things up.
Wow.
Not even knowing that we were going to need him on the bus because this thing was happening. So car's paid off. To date right now, we're still using one car. And he, you know, I had to talk him out of it a little bit. And this is the thing. I prayed and asked for financial relief.
Yeah.
I prayed and asked for God to take the pressure off. I was like, we're drowning.
Yeah.
Not drowning to the point of like something bad is going to happen, but it's stressful when payday comes around because I'm like, I know what I have to do, right? And so I laughed and he even told me like, you're just so calm about this. I said, because I prayed for this. And he like looks at me kind of crazy, like, you pray for me to have a car accident? Like no, because here's the thing. People, like when I tell my mom and everything and they're like, oh my gosh, is everybody okay? And I said, yeah. God didn't, the car is not okay. My family walked away from that.
Yeah.
You know, what is the scripture? The weapons may form, but they will not prosper. Like, it could have been worse. It wasn't his fault.
Yep.
Like, all of the things, but it's like, I prayed for this. And so he's just like looking at me like, girl, like, it's yeah, because oftentimes when we pray for some things, that blessing doesn't look like what you thought. We've had financial, at least me, I've been able to sleep at night. Not that I wasn't, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's as stressful. But something actually happened the other day. This is how I knew I need to talk about this. The other day, I think I was out and like I call him like I do all the time on the way home. You need anything? He's like, no. He's like, but guess what? So I'm like, what? He said, I got a check in the mail. I said, what? He said, for overpayment on the car. I said, overpayment? He had like a little bit of a balance and he didn't want to go through Gap because it was so small that he was like, I'm gonna just pay it. I said, okay, cool. So I told him, I'm like, you got that insurance, you pay? He's like, no, I'm gonna just pay it. Again, he just was like, I'm just gonna pay it. And God returned that money right to him. God returned that money. When I tell you,
wow,
what? But I'm like, God, what are you doing? And that same day, my mom also got a financial blessing.
Wow.
For almost the exact same amount of money.
Whoa.
When we pray for things, sometimes the blessing does not look like what we think. For some reason, even when we, you know, pray and like, God, speak to me. We
think it's
like a big voice, you know, boom, like, ah. And it's rarely that, right? So that is just one instance of how God provided, how he blessed, and we didn't expect to not have a car. It's been a blessing to me because he fills up the gas tank. Okay, I don't know if you know, gas prices are high. He fills up the gas tank. And, you know, it's like, it's such a blessing. I had not gone, like I was going to the gas station. You know, yeah, we got to like shuffle and do some things, but my mom is very close. So in the event that we need, you know, something, yeah, we can, you know, rely on her for the most part. But I'm like, okay, it's been a while and I'm not pressed. And he's like, well, it's your car. I said, no, this is our car. I got it like the bedazzled steering wheel. So I know he feels some type of way, but I'm like, take it off if you want to. And yes, my truck is much smaller. So I have a RDX, like an Acura RDX. Okay. He had a Pilot. Yeah. Size-wise. Yeah. But, hey, we rocking and rolling in it. You know what I'm saying? I'm just like, wow. I mean, when you ask God for something, I'm going to let you chime in because something else happened in January. And it didn't look like what we thought it was going to be. But this is why obedience is so important. So if you want to chime in,
just want to say, wow, thank you for sharing that. You know, one thing that I notice about you is that we can all learn is like that you're very honest with God. Oh, and you don't mind confessing if it's a hard time, what you need and what you know he can provide. Like when you said, I know you can do this. You said that is the type of language that helps us move forward. Just like in the Bible, it says, you know, the difference between life and death is in the power of the tongue. That is what God means when we are speaking power over our life. Whitney could have said so many different things in that moment that wouldn't have really served her and wouldn't have. Heaven doesn't respond to victim language. It just doesn't, right? You got to understand God is holy. You know, He is the Alpha. He is the Omega. He is not going to respond to you talking bad about yourself, about his own creation, right? About what he already told you that you are or that you are not. So I love that you are able to be like that. And I would love if you can just share, like, maybe how were you always like that? Did something happen in your life? Or is there something that you do to just be so strong in that, you know?
Child, no, I was not always like, and I was telling him that I was like, maybe even six months before this happened, or even a year ago, I would have been in a full panic. Okay. Yeah. Fully panicked. But it's no coincidence that I was fasting. It's no coincidence that I was just in this season. And I've been getting closer to the Lord and learning to obey quickly and learning to lean on him and to trust him. No, I wasn't. I'm going to be honest. And I mean, some days are harder than the other because I'm telling you, this little 5-year-old child, I'm like, Lord.
Like, asking for patience anymore.
I'm trying to figure it out. I tell God, hey, we co-parenting, right? Where you at? You know? Where you at? But I think you brought up something and it's the honesty,
yeah,
and the transparency. And I'm literally like, I'm actually in a season right now that is really difficult for me mentally, yeah, emotionally. Like me showing up every day is crazy because I'm like, how am I still showing up? How am I still going to work? Right. But I remember being in a shower and I told the Lord, this is back in February. And I told the Lord, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore. Yeah. I was like, I don't know what needs to be done, but I give it to you. Yeah. I was like, I literally have nothing left. And after I got out of the shower, I felt different. I felt very peaceful. I just felt different. February was such a difficult month. I just felt good after that. Yeah. But it is really just leaning into the scripture. And I don't know everything, of course. Like, I just really started reading my Bible like a year or two ago. Like, really reading. And I'm not talking about just I read the daily word. But I'm, like, really getting into my Bible. But what has really helped me is if I don't know something, if I'm like, Lord, I'm feeling this way, I'm going to go right to the Bible and type it in. Like, I need help with this. Or I'm going to Google, what is the scripture for this? Like, whatever it is. And I have scriptures all over my wall, yeah, in my office so that I can see them and recite them and you know, just different things. But I think just being honest with God has really helped me. And I know that when he answers, because he answers my prayers, okay? But I think that he's showing me that he can answer prayers and it not look like what I thought. Because I think growing up or in this culture, we see wealth as an answered prayer. We see money. We see the platforms, right? Rarely do we see the answered prayer of patience, of wisdom, of, you know, any of the fruits of the spirit. We don't see, or people may not see my situation as the answered prayer. They may be like, well, girl, you one car down.
Yes. Yes. No, but you've been talking about and what you've been asking and praying about.
Yes. Like, we never know. Whenever somebody says like, oh, I have a small blessing. No, baby, it's a big blessing. Everything that God is blessing you with is big. There is nothing that is too big or too small or whatever for God. Literally, I told y'all this story about brushing teeth.
Yeah.
I can go to God with everything. My kid, we was on deadline, child. He had to get up out of here. I needed him to brush his teeth. I could have very well had went full on black mama, okay? But I was like, I did that Tuesday. And what did it do? Nothing. The little boy knew he was in trouble and he went to sleep in the car, but it left me feeling horrible. And I was like, I don't want that to be my kid's story, like having to unlearn or whatever. So I was like, let me take it to God. And we can take anything to God and we can be honest. He's not surprised. First of all, he already know what we coming to him with, right? You could literally be like, Lord, I need my edges to grow back.
Yeah.
And he might send you somebody with some oil. It's just like, we have to get out of the habit of thinking these blessings only come in forms of finance, like money, like checks in the mail. Like, yes, that is a blessing. But I think we're just like conditioned to see blessings as these like huge things, right? And so as you were talking, I actually had pulled up, I want to pull up a scripture in Exodus. And so Exodus 16 and 15. So the Israelites were puzzled when they saw it. What is it? They asked each other. They had no idea what it was. And so basically God had sent, was it the manna? He had sent bread from heaven and Israel complained, right? Yeah. Because it wasn't what they imagined provision should look like. It didn't match the picture in their heads, which is much like us. When I say a financial blessing, I imagine, I'm going to be honest because I can be honest, right? I imagine he was going to send me a check in the mail for like 50K. He was going to erase my debt. He was going, you know, a glitch was going to happen in the system. I just equated it to money. Like, oh, I'm going to get this big fat raise. Never did I imagine that it was going to be like we're one. Like, he took a bill away.
Mm-hmm.
He took a bill away.
Yeah.
Why is that not a blessing? That's an extra couple.
He gave it back, though. I love that the fact that you said that that happened the next day when your husband got the insurance, because it just showed like your obedience in that moment to being showing gratitude and acting like how God wants you to act in those moments, not afraid, peaceful, holding your family up, because at the end of the day, we know our energy, it does overflow into our whole family. If we're worried, if we're anxious, everyone is going to feel that. You were like a rock in your faith in that moment. And he said, boom, I'm going to send it right back to you. Like, I think even that even shows me like, wow, how many times do we get like a little, maybe a little blessing that is going to roll over into many more. But God wants to see if we're ready, but sometimes we're not ready. Like, it reminds me of the Ephesians 3:20. It says, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we ask or imagine. So it's going to be beyond your request. It can be beyond your ability to even picture it. Like, Whitney, could you have ever, if ever have thought, this is the way God going to bless me?
No. Like, what? I didn't. No,
exactly. Because it's according to his power, right? It's not your effort, but his work in you. And not only did it show you a blessing, but look at the work. Like, you can, nothing feels better than seeing yourself grow and see situations that used to have power over you fall away. Like, that is true freedom. We think, like you said, again, freedom is being able to do what we want, have all the money. No, Freedom is being able to be who you are without worrying about what other people think. Freedom is not letting situations here on earth or people have control over you, because they ultimately really don't. That is the true freedom that your soul needs, right? The other freedoms is more physical things, right? So yeah. I love that.
So good. And yeah, we just truly think because we can't, first of all, God does things and we don't understand why. And some things we're just never going to understand why. Okay. But I always tell people, when you pray for something, don't expect the blessing to look like what you think it's going to look like, because it's not going to ever look like what you think, unless the Lord tells you, like, hey, I'm about to get you on lottery numbers, you know, or, you know, whatever it is. But so rarely is it whatever we think it's going to look like. And then when God blesses you with it, you're like, man, like, you looking back, but he can do more than we can imagine. It's far beyond. Like, yeah, it sucks that we don't have, you know, two vehicles now. And we, you know, I mean, I still can get up and go, but kind of not. Like, my husband has to pick up the teenager from school at a certain time. So it's like, now we have to, you know, put our schedules around that. Or, yeah, I can't really go to my nighttime workout class because how am I going to get there? You know, like, I mean, I can walk, but I'm like, this weather's so up and down. Like, the day I want to go, it's probably going to be snowing, you know, whatever it is. But it's just one of those things. But also, I feel like, and it's crazy because here's the thing. My husband drove anyway. Like, we rarely drove my vehicle. So it's like, we were technically always in one vehicle anyway, unless I had to go somewhere or whatever, like going out with my friends or something. But we were always in one vehicle anyway. So it's kind of like, I looked at it like, well, we were already there. You know, it's just now, yeah, like, we're really there, you know? And I'm sure it was an adjustment for the little one. It was so funny because he's like, Mommy, is Daddy car broke? And so I was like, well, yeah. And so he's like, no. Does Daddy have to walk home, you know? And I'm like, no, he doesn't have to walk home. So for a little while, he kept asking, like, is it broken? He was like, is his car sick? And I'm like, yes, it's sick, you know? And so the teenager was definitely an adjustment for her, because now she's in the back seat. She's closer to her brother than in the pilot, you know, where she could, yeah, like, they're close. And she's like, don't touch my cup. And then he, you know, 5-year-old irritating the 16-year-old. So, you know, adjustments for them for sure. And just having to just be strategic about what we do. But also the blessing in that is it forces my husband and I.
You guys can be together, I mean, have more time together. And,
yes.
And, you know, there's so many things and you don't know what's to come yet still, right?
Exactly.
Usually what we think is the end, that's usually right where it could be the beginning. Like in so many stories, you know, right when you think it's all over, can't get, you know, that's when he comes with a new thing and turns ashes into stuff, into gold, you know, some magnificent stuff.
Yes, yes.
I'm excited to see, you know, what's in store for you just over the next few months, because, you know, I love just the way that you approach this. It's something that I admire. And I would love if we could, you know, send our listeners, if you on with like something tangible, how they can move forward. How can we see our blessings more clearly? And how can we, you know, have that peace? And I think a big part of what you said was, yeah, let's be honest, but let's just say, right, we're in the moment of some things. What would be a few ways that you can give to help people move forward?
Dang, girl, that's good. That's good. For sure, honesty. I think God loves when we're honest with him. Honesty takes you a long way, because it's like, God, I'm tired. God, I'm hurt. God, I'm disappointed. Like,
and ask, right?
Ask.
It's too small. I don't feel right. There's so much going on in the world. How does this little blessing, like you said, helping my child brush his teeth? But because you asked, you receive, right?
That's the script. Ask and you shall receive. Like, I think the blueprint is in the scripture. Like, if you don't know something, literally ask. Listen, let me tell y'all something. Do not let people shame you into thinking that AI is wrong. It's this or that. If you don't know something, you can literally ask, like, there's a Bible, like, ChatGPT thing. And you can say, I'm feeling anxious today. Like, point me to a scripture. I don't know all the scriptures for anxiety. I don't know all the scriptures for depression, or I'm having a hard time. I literally did a Bible plan, and it was talking about the Bible plan for women having, like, a hard time or something like that. I did that Bible plan. It was so good. I went and bought the book on Amazon, and it's like 180 devotionals. You asked for something. I'm going to say this because this just came to me. Open up your Bible. Open up your Bible. You never know how the Lord is going to speak to you. Open up your Bible. It's there. God is going to speak to you, and pray. And it doesn't have to be like you 4 hours, you on your knees. It's a simple, God, help me. He honors that.
Yeah.
Honors that more than you babbling.
Yeah.
He honors you saying, Lord, help me.
Even I don't know what I need, but I need something right now.
I need something right now. Look, so
it's like, only you know.
Only you know. Because sometimes we can't get it out, right? Sometimes we just.
There's so many things that we.
So many.
Yeah.
So many. I literally was like, oh my God. Like, the Lord is going to be like, girl, you back again? Yes, yes, yes. And it's okay. As you said that, so this scripture in 2 Kings, which is probably a good scripture to tie into all of this, but 2 Kings 5 and 13, it says, look, I'm talking about 2 Kings, and I ain't even got it pulled up. I don't even know if this is right, 5 and 13, let me see. But his officers tried to reason with him and said, sir, if the prophet had told you to do something very difficult, would you have done it? So you should certainly obey him when he says simply go and wash and be cured. So I think his name is Naaman, okay? Was powerful, he had a real problem, and God had the answer, right? I had a real, Whitney. I don't know how powerful I am, but Whitney, okay? I had a real problem, yep. And God had the answer, right? But the instruction felt too simple. Mm-hmm. How often? How often? Your obedience, I'm going to tell y'all the story. It's going to tie it into this. So there's a friend of mine, and she never asked me for money or anything, right? But I was talking to her, and the instruction was simple. She was saying the things that she needed. I heard the Lord say, $35. Send her $35. But the instruction felt too simple, too ordinary.
Yep.
To benefit what I thought she deserved. $35. Like, it's something about me being at the sink washing dishes. $35. I'm like, you sure? Like, that ain't, $35 ain't really going far. And then so the scripture basically says, like, Naaman almost walked away from his own healing because the blessing didn't match his expectation. I almost didn't send her the $35 because I thought, prideful Whitney thought, it wasn't enough. I sent her the money. I said, okay, Lord, I'm just sending $35 because this is weird. Sometimes it's about our obedience and our trust, okay? Sent the money to her. She said, oh my gosh, thank you so much. This is going to help me get this, that, and the third. I said, yeah, Tell me why I got that money right back. It's $35 now.
Wow.
I had to do jury duty. And I was like, oh, I got to do jury duty. But let me tell you how gracious the Lord is. The jury duty place, the courthouse, was 15 minutes away from my house. Okay. I looked at that as, hey, this time for Whitney to do some work, like my business work, not corporate work. Okay. I didn't even get called. I was so into my work. They were calling me and I was like, oh, I'm coming. Like, people had left. Okay. I was there until lunch. So what, 4 hours, and I got paid this $35.
Wow.
We just have to be obedient. God has the answer, but we don't trust because we feel like, oh, this is too beneath me. Just like you said, like, oh, going back to work at McDonald's or whatever. Like, oh, like, this is beneath me. But we never know the blessing in it. And sometimes it's about our obedience. Open up. Moral of the story, y'all. Open up your Bible.
Yeah.
The Lord has the answer to whatever you're going through. Trust me, nothing surprises him. I don't care what it is. If it's doubt, if it's fear, if it's, I ain't gonna do what I do on my podcast. I'm gonna keep it cute over here. Cause I was about to say something. If you, I'm gonna make it cute. Yeah, I'm gonna make it cute. Cause I'm a guest. I want to be invited back. If you in a situationship, okay, that's good. That's good. Whatever it is, the Lord can bring you out of it. I mean, the Bible is full of prostitutes and things. It's full of everything.
Everybody from he knows his children, okay?
He knows his children. He's waiting for you. Open up your Bible.
Yes. And when he gives you the answer, use it. Like you said, it can be something so ordinary. You can be like, God, I don't know. I'm really scared about this, but I feel like I'm ready to make this big change and change my life. He says, do it. Mm-hmm. And you think you don't want to do it, right? Because a lot of the times we try to make it seem like it's confusing when really it's plain. We just don't want to do it, right? Because it requires something from us as well, right? Mm-hmm. Requires a little bit of something. And so you got to know that too. Don't let your mind play tricks on you and try to disguise like your fear in, you know, being confused or you're not sure, because I don't think ever God is waiting on us, right? I mean,
girl,
yes, we are trying to wait on God, but you know, we got to stop waiting for everything to kind of like feel right. Start asking God to help us recognize what's already aligned for us, right? And how things are. And so I really appreciate you being on this show, Whitney. You have dropped so much gold here today. This is by far one of my most favorite episodes. And I appreciate you being my very first guest.
Thank you.
Yes, I'm excited where this can go and the women that it will touch. I know God is going to bless this podcast and take it where it needs to go. And if you guys have any prayers, wins, comments, please feel free to text me on our prayer line. You can find it in the show notes. And like I said in the beginning, I'm going to drop all Whitney's information so you can go ahead and check out her podcast. If you liked her style, it's very fun, very down to earth. And honestly, for all Christians at any time in your walk, it's very relatable, and that's what I love about it. And it's nice. It's not too long. It's something you can listen to on your little short commute to work and get a little, you know, daily bread drop. So
true.
Find her on socials. You know, maybe you have a project that you want her to mash work with. She's a great Christian entrepreneur, and you know, we want to support each other and help lift each other up. And so with that, I'm going to close in prayer. And yeah, all right. So God, I want to say thank you that you do not answer us based on our comfort, but on your purpose. Give us eyes to see what you've already placed in front of us and break our attachment to how we thought it should look. Teach us to trust you beyond our understanding and give us the courage to move, not when it feels easy, but when we know it's you. Help us to stop delaying what you've already confirmed. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
And the final word I'm going to say, if it doesn't look what you expected, you know, that could be the exact sign that it's from God. So keep what we said in the forefront of your mind today, because he's not just trying to give you something. He's trying to transform you into someone. Many will come and be converted, but very few will be transformed. And if you're here, you know that you're here to be transformed by God and really let him mold you into the woman that he made you to be. And so with that, I hope everyone has a blessed week. Thank you for being here. And we will see you on the next episode. Bye, Whitney.
Bye.